The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. The immigration issue in America looms as a very real dividing line for the population of this nation. Many scream at each other across that line as if their view is the final authority on the issue. We ought not be surprised at this, since we're allowing our children to be taught through the media, the curriculum, and the education method we use to think they establish their own morality, since there are no absolutes. So where do we look for the truth concerning immigration into a nation? We must look to the source of all truth, the Bible. God is not silent concerning nation building, of which immigration is a part. Let's look at what He says. First, that God gives to nations boundaries is plain from the boundaries He gives to nations. Acts 17:26 states, "And God hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the boundaries of their habitation." Thus, the people of a nation, through their representatives in their government, have the right to establish a biblically based method for immigrants to come to their country and become citizens. This necessarily means that they have the right to keep out of their country those who are not willing to meet the qualifications to enter and live there. The fact that we've not required each citizen born here to meet the agreement that immigrants have to meet is the root of why we can't find solutions to our current immigration problem. The real issue is the biblical concept of covenant, which means the meeting of minds. Secondly, God wants nations to be willing to receive others who are willing to meet the requirements of that nation's covenant. This is illustrated from a Moabite woman named Ruth, who came into Israel with her mother-in-law. They both were widows and wanted to come into Israel because it was the better place to live. Naomi, the mother-in-law, had followed her husband into Moab, where one of her sons had married Ruth. In time, the father and the son had died, and Naomi desired to go back home. Ruth started to follow her, but Naomi stopped her. Then Ruth stated what should be the guiding principle for immigration. She pled with Naomi, "Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God." If an immigrant like Ruth is willing to live here as home, embrace Americans as his people, and the God who birthed this nation, then let them come. Now let me explain about embracing God who birthed this nation. I'm not saying, as our founders in America did not say, that a person has to be born again of the Spirit of God in order to be a citizen here. But our founders built their civil law based on biblical morality and thus required those who came here to live by that civil law. If an immigrant is willing to live here as his country, willing to embrace American ways that are based on biblical morality as his ways, and is willing to swear allegiance to the U.S. Constitution, then let them come according to the quota level established by our elected representatives in our national government. Otherwise, they stay where they are. Shouldn't we return to biblical understanding of a marriage covenant, a church covenant, and a national covenant? Shouldn't we return to the Bible as the standard for citizenship? Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Pilgrim Seminars and our Christian History Tours, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.